Hello, and welcome to my podcast, John Scott Lawton's English You Know. In this return to my more formal format of interviewing a guest, today I talk with Martin Salomon from the company eJoin, who set up electric vehicle charging station. Martin works from Košice in Slovakia, but covers the whole of Slovakia, and he talks around the plans that his company has for expanding the network to cope with the likely increase in the number of electric vehicles on the road. We compare the price of charging a vehicle at home versus charging a vehicle when you're on the road and when you need to stop in a public charging station, and we look at the benefits and any disadvantages that there are of an electric vehicle against, in my view, a diesel vehicle. I drive a diesel car, not environmentally friendly at all. Martin and I cover the issues around battery life and how long batteries need to charge and how long they will survive and when they need to be recycled. And we look at some of the environmental benefits that come from electric vehicle use. We hope you find this program interesting, and we've given details of Martin's company in the podcast description. And if you wish to contact him, please do so via his eJoin website or via his LinkedIn profile. Look forward to any comments you might wish to make, either through the Spotify Sound app or by contacting me by email, johnscottlawton@hotmail.co.uk. Thank you very much indeed. Hello there, Martin, and thank you very much for joining me on the podcast. I hope you are well and everything is fine. Are you in Košice at the moment in Slovakia?
Hi, thank you for the invitation. Almost there. I'm from small village which is near Košice, and yes, it is near Košice on the west on the east of Slovakia.
Great, nice to see you. And I believe recently you've been in Italy. We'll be speaking about that in a few minutes. But first of all, tell me about your company, what you do, and what interests you about the work.
Yes, we are a small company from Slovakia. It started, I think, in 2018. We started developing AC charging stations, and then we started developing new charging station, DC charging stations. And during this process, we also decided to build our own public network of charging stations. And right now in Slovakia, we have two businesses. First one, we produce charging stations. And second one, all charging stations, which we produce, we also use in our own network. We are right now the second biggest charging point operator in Slovakia. So basically what we produce, we test in our network, and also we sell our charging stations to another partners which we have.
Excellent. And the charging is for electric vehicles, is that right?
Yes, it is right. We have charging stations for electric cars, for plug-in hybrids too. Also, we had some small charging stations for electric bikes, but that's not our key product. We want to focus only for charging electric cars.
Okay, and we're going to talk today about the plans in Slovakia for building that network, expanding that network, and getting more people using either hybrids or fully electric cars. And the challenge for you is that I'm what's called a diesel head. So I have a very old-fashioned 19-year-old Land Rover, which uses very dirty diesel. And it's the least environmentally vehicle I think I could drive, really. It's not very environmentally friendly. It's a wonderful vehicle for me. I like it. It's big. It's comfortable. It's very powerful. It gets me everywhere I want to go. It's four-wheel drive, but it does use diesel. So during the course of this conversation, I'm going to be asking you questions about whether I should transfer my allegiances from diesel to electric. I'm not convinced, so you're going to have to try and convince me. And I'm firmly wedded, if you like, or almost welded to my diesel vehicle. So you're going to have to prize me off it. You're going to have to get me away from diesel towards electric. Let's see how convincing you can be, okay?
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, so tell me more about the plans, Martin, in Slovakia for building that network of electric vehicle charging stations, because One of the concerns I would have as a driver is how would I drive from Bratislava to Košice, which can be 5.5 hours, 300 odd miles, I think, if not 500 kilometers. It's a long way. I don't want to be running out of juice along the way, whether that's diesel, petrol, or electric. But I would be more nervous if I was relying on somebody else's charging stations that perhaps, you know, I'm a bit unsure about whether I'm going to get there, whether I'll be able to charge up. So convince me that I would be able to make that journey either from Košice to Bratislava or vice versa.
Okay. The very important is that it is very, very different when you drive electric car and your petrol car. The difference begins on the beginning, because when you start your ride, if you live in house, you start with full battery, because you can charge your electric car at home, which is very comfortable, and also you can preheat or make a precondition of your car. And on the beginning, you have 1%, 100% battery charged your car. So then when you are traveling, you also use your navigation in your car. And the electric car, I think most of electric cars, my Tesla can do it, but I believe other cars can do it too. I tried several of them, and each of them, they had the navigation in the car, and also they make some calculations, and they tell you with what status of battery you will reach your destination, or if you need to charge your electric car during this route, they will plan you where you have to make a stop, where you have to do charging, and how long you will stay on the charging station. So this is very, very, very important that the car mostly will do this calculation for you.
Okay. So I'm going to get guidance along the way. I need to stop maybe at Žilina, maybe in Ružomberok, maybe in Poprad, maybe not three times, but one of those I might need to stop and charge the vehicle. Will it tell me whether or not there's availability? In other words, is there a big queue? One of the things I'm worried about is, as more electric vehicles get on the road, obviously there's going to be more demand for these charging stations. So in Slovakia, how are you keeping up with demand? Are you ahead of demand? Are you on target? Are there enough charging stations for the vehicles we have? And what about the vehicles we might have in a year's time or 2 years' time?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will try to explain it how we are thinking when we are building new points. At first, we are looking for new locations where are people concentrated, or we're looking for the localities on some routes, main routes, or maybe across highways, where the people should make a stop during this trip. So we make some tips for the locations, and then we are starting to negotiation with owners of the land, and there we are building the charging stations. At the beginning, yes, you can mostly you see the one charging station on one locality. It is because it doesn't make a sense build 50 charging stations right now, because it costs some money and someone has to pay for that. So we do it this way, that we choose locality, we build the first one. Maybe if it is good location, we can build more than one, maybe 2, 3, 4 charging station at this locality. And we see in your system how much is occupied this charging station. And we have some localities which has more occupancy, and we see statistics. And on localities where we see there are more cars charging, we are also planning to expand this locality and install new charging station. So you don't have to be afraid that if you will go somewhere and if you want to charge your electric car, there will be a very big queue for charging, because it is business. So if you have the demand, you can build another charging station. So for us, if we see there is a demand for charging, we will build new and new charging stations, because we see it also from the another way, that if the client, if they will be not satisfied, and they will see then their most of the time the queues or the charging station will not work properly, they will not go in there for this locality to charge their car. So very important for us is that the locality has to be very reliable, and also if there is biggest demand for charging, we will install more and more charging stations. That there's not possible that in the future there will be queue for charging.
Mm-hmm. So let me just work an example then. Your Tesla car, how far could it get from Košice to Bratislava if you charged it at home? Would you need to rely on a public mm-hmm. charging station, or could you get all the way to Bratislava in one go, if you like, in one full charge?
Mm-hmm. There are many things which depends on that, how long you will go with electric car. Also, is very important what is the maximum power of the charging station. So basically, if you charge your car with charging station with power up to 150 kilowatts, for example, with my car, which is right now almost 4 years old, we have already 250,000 kilometers on my Tesla. So we have some degradation of battery there. It is approximately 12%. So if I want to travel from Košice to Bratislava, I have to make approximately 10 minutes stop, because I have to charge my car. And it is for me great, because it is long trip, and I cannot stay in car 4 or 5 hours mm-hmm. and not go to the toilet, for example.
Yes.
And straighten my legs. So it is for me good, because and I will appreciate a longer stop, because I also want to buy a coffee, something eat. And as I mentioned, also I want to go to the toilet, and I think it is not terrible. And I think if I go by petrol car to Bratislava, I will do also the stop with similar length, because I also needed to go to the toilet. I want to buy some coffee, something for it. So it is for me okay. It is not terrible.
Yeah, so in that sense, I think things are equal. You're right. You know, when I drove, because I've done that journey, when I drove, I definitely stopped in Žilina to visit some students. Then I stopped again, not in Ružomberok, but just after Ružomberok. When I first got sight of the beautiful High Tatras, I stopped there. I had a dinner, and then I drove yeah. again, and I stopped not at Poprad, but I got all the way through to Košice then. So you're right. You would stop if you're in a diesel or petrol vehicles. So that one's equal. That one's level. Tell me about these accelerated or faster charging stations. What do they do? Do these speed up the process of charging?
Yes, yes. It is also very important how much or what power can be charged the battery of electric car. This is the first thing which is very important. I think 5 or 10 years ago, there was batteries which can be charged, which could be charged in the better cars. It was approximately 100 kilowatt with this power. But right now we have cars which can be charged with 250 kilowatts. Porsche Taycan can be charged with power up to 300 kilowatts. So this charging speed is growing each year, because we have new cars, new batteries, and also the charging station are more expensive, which has more power. So and in the past, it doesn't make sense to build this charging station with that power. But right now, when we have these cars which can be charged with this power, yes, it makes sense to build it. And it also can short the charging stop. And right now it makes sense to build it on the most of the interesting points. So as I mentioned, you make several stops during your trip, and to build a charging station is much more easier than build a gas station, because you don't need so much permissions. You don't need also so big space for charging station like the petrol station. So it is huge different, and it costs less to build a charging station than gas station.
And can you go back to charging at home? And we had a pre-discussion where you described the price comparison between charging an electric vehicle at home versus or against charging it in a charging station. And the charging station is more expensive. Can you explain a little bit of detail about that and why there is a price difference or a differential between charging at home and charging in a public charging station?
Yes, when you charge at home, it is like when you are using electricity for example, for your mobile phones, for TV, for a laptop, and you use the same electricity for your electric car. So charging at home is very, very cheap. And if you have solar panels on your house, so you can basically drive for free if you charge from the solar panels. So this is very, very important. And I think approximately 90% of the time which when you charge your electric car, you charge at home. And then when you are going to another trip, to some trip, and it is longer than your range in your car, then you are using the public charging station. And yes, it is more expensive, because it is a kind of service which providers of charging stations, and it is business. They have to earn money for that. It's because they spend more money for building that. Also, they need to make services. They need to do some hotline if something happened, and also they put some margin on that price. For the price of the electricity, which you usually use at home. So they need some business case. They need to make some profitable business from that, because it is kind of service. Also, you, for example, you can make a coffee at home and it will cost few cents. And also you can go to the coffee shop and then you will pay €2 for coffee. Okay. So it is quite different.
Or €5 in some places, yes. So there, I think electric vehicles could win, because the price of fueling the vehicle, in this case, fueling a battery, is cheaper than certainly paying for diesel or paying for petrol, where I've got no control whatsoever of the price as a customer, as a user. But if I was able to generate my own electricity at home, as you say, either with solar panels — I know wind turbines are not popular in Slovakia, but if there were wind turbines or solar panels, I could use that to generate electricity. And sometimes I'm even paid for generating that electricity. So it's a good minus sum there. I'm actually gaining money. Okay, let's come to the price of the vehicle. The price of a traditional vehicle, my diesel Land Rover, was very cheap. Only cost me €3,000, ridiculously cheap. Still working. As I say, it's coming up for 20 years old. But a new Tesla, how much would a new Tesla be? And how much would the new petrol or diesel — not diesel now, because they're trying to phase them out — but if I was to buy a new petrol Land Rover, how much that would cost me compared to how much an electric vehicle would cost me?
Yes, I have to admit that electric cars are more expensive than petrol car, because it is something new on the market. It is similar like when we had mobile phones or LCD TV. At the beginning, they were very expensive too, but during the time, came new brands, new competition, and the price went down. Right now, it is similar situation. New Tesla, Tesla Model 3, for example, the cheapest version cost approximately 34,000 euros. Yes, it is quite expensive if we compare another cars, but you can compare this car with another cars because you have in this car more than 300 horsepower. You have full package there inside. So, but yes, it is quite more expensive than another cars. But we see that each year there are coming new cars on the market, cheaper cars. And this year came on the market, I think, two cars with price approximately 25,000 euros. And this price will go down in next years because it is new technology. It is quite expensive. Yes, I have to admit, but many people can buy cars like Skoda Superb or BMW, which cost the same price like for example Tesla. And if you are charging at home, it will be for you cheaper than owning this gas car.
Yeah, so if you add the cost of fueling the car to the purchase price of the car over a period of time, then again, we may be in a balanced sum that although the electric vehicle may be more expensive at the beginning, over time, because of the lower fuel cost, the actual cost of running the vehicle over a 10-year period, let's say, or 5-year period, would be about the same.
Yes, right. And also, you don't have to do the service like on the gas and petrol car. They have to change oil filters because there is nothing to change in electric car.
We'll talk more about batteries later because I know batteries can be a bit of an issue. And just coming back to the cars, China is about to flood Europe, isn't it, with a new Chinese model of an electric car, which in terms of price will be very competitive, I believe.
Yes, they have also in China, they have electric cars which cost approximately 10,000 euros right now with a range approximately 300 kilometers, which is enough if you drive daily to the work and go and home. But I believe in a few years we will have this car in our region too.
In terms of cooperation across the European Union, do countries, those not just in the EU, but other countries as well, like Switzerland, do they collaborate in the establishment of a sufficient network of electric vehicle charging stations, or does each country do something different?
Very important is that, and I meet people which didn't know that each electric car in Europe, they have a standard for charging, a standard connector. There are two types of connector for AC charging, slow charging, and for DC fast charging. And each car has the same connector. This is very important thing, which helps to owners to charge their electric car in each country in Europe. Because, for example, if you have an electric bike, there are many manufacturers which they have their own type of charging plug, and this is a very big problem. But in sphere of electric cars, they have the standardized connectors. That's very important. And also, right now, there is a new regulation. It is called Alternative Fuel Infrastructure regulation, which basically tells that each charging station should have a payment terminal. So basically, if you have your electric car, if you go for a trip, for example, from UK to Croatia, you should be able to charge your electric car on each charging station, on each DC fast charging station, where you will be able to pay for charging by your credit card. So you don't need to do, you don't have to do some registration and waiting for some chip or RFID cards. So you will have the payment terminal on this locality or on the charging station, or you will directly pay for charging by your credit card. So that's the key things which helps to electric mobility in Europe.
Mm-hmm. That's good. One thing, when I did drive to Slovakia from Britain, from the United Kingdom, there were a couple of occasions when I stopped to refuel my diesel, and it was very confusing as to how to pay. Sometimes you had to go into the garage first, tell them you wanted to fuel up, come back out, and then pay in advance once. I remember that was strange. Come back out and fuel the car. Another time I had to key everything in at the terminal and then fuel up the car. There were just two or three different situations. One of them caught me out almost completely. And it was very confusing as to how to basically put diesel into my car. It should be very simple. And it sounds as though with the electric vehicles, that's a lot easier. So you might win that one. Okay.
Yes.
And yeah, we've also talked there. Is it the same in Switzerland? What about countries not in the European Union, including the UK? Do we, are we part of the same standard?
I wasn't there, but I think it is same for each country.
In terms of Slovakia, what is the strength of the market in the growth of electric vehicles? Have you got any numbers that show that the take-up, the purchase of electric vehicles is increasing as a proportion of vehicles on the road?
So, good point is that it is growing, this market, but very bad is that we are on the bottom of statistics of the new electric car sold in Slovakia in last year. We were basically the last one. So there is big potential for growth, and I think it is probably because the electric cars are more expensive. This is the first thing. And second thing, it is that we, as the Slovakians, or the Slovakians really often believe for these informations. And I see it on the comments on social media. My friend has a profile on Instagram, and he tried to educate people, and he's telling many information about electric cars. He has also Tesla, and he received from for each post many haters comments. And I don't know what is with that people, because they didn't try the electric car, and they write many nonsense posts which doesn't make sense. So maybe it is because that, but I think there's big potential, and if they will try to ride electric car, they will change their mind immediately, because I have a very good experience for that when I first time borrow my electric car to my friend. Mm-hmm. They try to ride it, and after the first ride, they make a statement that the next car will be electric, because they understand what are the benefits with this car. They start to thinking which next electric car will be, which they will borrow, what brand, because what I mentioned that right now they are quite expensive, but in the near future they will be more affordable.
And we've covered a little bit about the plans for electric charging stations, particularly in cities. What about mm-hmm. rural areas? Will they be covered as well with public charging stations, or do you rely on people using their homes or a destination that they're going to let's say, the High Tatras. If somebody was driving to the High Tatras, of course, it's very popular. There could be lots of electric vehicles wanting to charge up before people go back home. Is that part of your planning?
Yes, right now, situation in Slovakia is that we will have subsidies for building charging stations, public charging stations, and those subsidies will be for cities, municipalities. And we are trying to help them to find the right localities. They will also install the charging station, for example, near city halls, near hospitals, and also in these rural places where people are visiting the services. In the future, I know that my friend works in Netherlands, for example, and there, when someone will in the flat, and if they buy the electric car and he will tell it to the municipality or the city, they will build the charging station in front of his flat. Mm-hmm. Because it makes sense, this investment. And I see that it will be possible also in the future. But right now, there are many permissions and many administrative bureaucracy for that. But I think in the future, it will be much more easier to build this charging station in these localities too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a good example in Bratislava would be if people lived in Petržalka, which is a series of very mm-hmm. large flats or apartments, complexes, large buildings, where people wouldn't necessarily each have a garage. Lots of people park their car on the street. They would need to have larger public charging stations available to them, wouldn't they? Because they're not necessarily going to be able to charge easily at home.
Yes, you're right. But at the on the other hand, in front of the flat, but they go, for example, to shopping or to work. And right now we are building the charging station on the public places like shopping centers and so. For example, they can charge there during the shopping. And another way that each person are approximately 8 hours in the work. So in Slovakia, we have many demands from companies which want to build the charging station near their companies because they want to provide some benefits like that for their employee. So during this 8 hour when I'm working, I can charge my electric car. It is a benefit like meal vouchers or sport cards for mm-hmm. the employees. And this will be new benefit for the employee that I can charge my electric car during my work.
Yes. So that's, again, a very good idea of joined up thinking. You know, the car is static, it's not going anywhere necessarily, a good time to charge it up. So yes, employers, good employers, will build that into their planning. Let's talk about batteries then, Martin, because two concerns. One is battery life, which you've talked about. The batteries are getting stronger, they're getting not necessarily bigger, but they're certainly getting more powerful with a greater mm-hmm. range, so we can drive them for longer. Or the car can be driven for longer. What about the risk of fire as well? Because you often hear scare stories, and again, this is part of the hoax or the fake news that we hear about electric vehicles being more dangerous than other vehicles. Can we cover those two points separately? First of all, durability of batteries. What's being done about making sure batteries have a very long life and that they're powerful enough?
Yes, it is right that the batteries, it is very hard to stop the fire if starting this electrical firing. So, but the companies which produce batteries, they know that. And right now we see that the batteries which are produced right now, they have different chemistry, like the battery, for example, 5 or 10 years ago. Right now, they're focusing on many things. First one is that the battery should not fire by themselves. So it's very important safety. Then it's very important the density. So for 1 kilogram batteries, you will have much more energy right now than it was before. This is second thing, which is very important. And the third thing, which is very important there too, is that they can be charged more faster than before. Mm-hmm. And each year you can hear some news that some scientists developed a new kind of battery, which has more life cycles, and they don't fire, and they have much more and bigger density, and it is evolving. 10 years ago, there was also batteries which were more cheaper, right? Which 10 years ago, the batteries were more expensive than today, mm-hmm. because it is evolving and the price is also going down.
And how about the environmental issue? Again, it may be a hoax, but you hear these stories. How easy is it to recycle one of these car batteries nowadays?
It is also the question about demand. So, for example, 10 years, you don't have so many batteries, and it doesn't make an economic sense to recycle batteries. But right now, it makes sense to recycle these batteries. And if you recycle the battery which was developed and built 10 years ago, right now you can make a much better battery. And yes, it is possible to recycle battery. It is doing few years right now. Also, if you open YouTube, you can see videos how can be others recycled. So it is possible to do it, and it will be done because it is rare material inside. And the very important is that, for example, if I have a battery in my car, after some time, for example, 10 or 15 years, if my degradation will be at the level which is not for me okay in my electric car, I can use this battery as battery storage in my home for photovoltaic. It is called Second Life. So I can have the battery there, for example, another 15, 20, or 30 years. And after this time, I can recycle this battery. So the whole life of the battery can be very, very long. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so recycling is now a priority, whereas before, economically, it didn't make sense. Strange point, but that was the economics of it. But now it does make sense. One of the teams, or rather one of the companies, I'm looking out at them as I look into this beautiful green valley where I live, strangely, in the middle of this beautiful green valley, which is a little bit like looking out over, not the High Tatras, but Poprad or something like that. There is a company which recycles batteries. And it used to be a very dirty industry, but now they're recycling electric batteries because they know there is a demand for it. And they sponsor my football team. So they're good. And what about the profit margin in terms of companies or petrol companies, diesel companies who want to diversify and make available charging stations as part of their petrol station complex? Their area now would also include electric vehicle charging points. Is it economically viable for them to do that? Can you see big companies in Slovakia taking this on as a project with you?
Yes, you can see on some petrol stations, charging station for electric car, but if you check someone of them, the power is very funny because they see that this business will destroy their business. Mm-hmm. And what is very interesting that, for example, I don't know if you heard about that Shell is starting to selling the charging the petrol stations because they want to focus on building charging stations in Europe. We will see it in future too, because as I mentioned, mostly I'm charging my electric car at home, 90%. And right now, people have to go to a petrol station and refuel their cars. And this demand will go down and they will lose this business very soon, I think. And Charging station on petrol stations, you make sense on the highways when you have to do some stop and recharge your electric car when you're going to a long trip. But in future, many of petrol stations will disappear, I think.
And we talked before about the diversification that these petrol stations, diesel stations will go into. They'll become, if you like, meeting points, won't they, if they survive at all, where they'll focus on their retail element while people sit in meetings and charge their electric vehicles outside. So they've got to keep ahead of the game there in terms of planning. And as you say, one big company already, Shell, looking to sell many of their environments because they don't see a need for them.
Yes, but I think I, as owner of electric car, if I want to make some meeting with someone, I will choose the locality according that where I want to go, and if there will be charging station. And also, I don't have to choose the petrol station because I don't have to refuel my car, because the charging station is easier to build than a petrol station.
Yes.
So,
And it
in
can
the
be out
future,
of town or somewhere, as you say, at a supermarket or some other kind of out of town environment.
In the future, you will have on each parking lot a charging station. So you will choose only, you will be able to charge everywhere because electricity is everywhere.
Martin, that's been fascinating. Thank you very much. Your company, eJoin, I'll need some information from you. So send me a link to your website and I'll include that within the podcast description. And also any further information you want to give me, which I can link people to, which is available online. You've convinced me a little bit, I would say. You've given me what we call some food for thought. I've got to think about some things. I'll hold on to my Land Rover just for now. But when she starts to cost me too much more money and I need to replace her, because it will happen in the next 2 or 3 years, then I will look at an electric vehicle, which I didn't think I would have done before, but I will do now. So you've been quite convincing with your arguments there. And I know that some cities, for example, when I was driving through Germany, there were already notices that my diesel vehicle would not be welcome in that city. And in London, in fact, we have something called a ULEZ charge, ULEZ, and that is an additional charge on top of the congestion charge, about £12 a day, so about 15, 16 euros, because I'm driving a diesel vehicle. I have to pay that because it's an ultra low emission zone and my vehicle does not qualify for low emission. So I have to pay a premium as well as a congestion charge if I want to drive in London. And other cities in the UK are bringing that in as well.
Yes, it will be also in other cities in future too.
Okay, Martin, thank you very much indeed. Thank you
Thank
for your
you.
Contribution. I look forward to getting a bit more detail from you, and I'll produce this podcast today. That's been an excellent summary of the issues, and I wish you every success with your company.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.